Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast.
Welcome to Inside the Episode. Today we're going inside episode 118, Self-Awareness and Persistence. I've got David here with me. David, how are you today?
I'm doing great, T. How are you?
I'm doing very well. So on the episode today, you talked about a little bit about your upbringing and how your laser focus on what you wanted to create in your life was something that really helped you make a shift. You also mentioned that your dad once told you that if you really want something, there's a way to get it. Yeah. And when you heard that, you didn't necessarily agree with it the first time you heard it. So what I'd like to know, and hopefully what our listeners would like to know, is what perpetuated that early shift to you, since today you live that mantra of, if you really want something, there's a way to get it.
So that's a good question. I think that, number one, what I did not realize was that I had actually been doing that all of my life. In one way or another, I figured out how to get what I wanted. But nobody ever really pointed that out as like a skill set. If anything, it was, I was condemned for wanting too much. And here's something, you know, I'm just remembering something as we're talking about this. I do remember some conversation around you can't have that. My mother didn't want me to have certain things that I was able to produce myself because she didn't feel that I worked hard enough for it, yet I had the result. And it was a very fascinating thing because she actually tried to make me feel like I had done something wrong when there was nothing wrong. It's just that I was able to get things done and get results faster than she could. And there was some idea that she had in her mind that I should have to suffer more or something in order, or sacrifice more or something like that in order to get what I want. But I think what precipitated it, to answer your question, was that when I was married and really struggling to make ends meet, I was desperately trying to find a way forward. There was almost this thing, like I think ever since I went through the dam, there's always been this thing in my mind, the clock is ticking.
Sure.
Like I've been more aware of that ever since that happened. And almost with a real weird sense of urgency behind a lot of things in my life. Like I just knew that there were certain things that were popping up in my life in those early days that may not come back around. Like I might not get another crack at this. I better take advantage of it now. And it was the same thing. It was like, where's the resources to do it? I mean, I've talked about selling my boat to go to my first seminar and how crazy that seemed at the time. And it was one of the best, toughest decisions that I ever made. But then, you know, the thing was, like, when I got really clear that was my way to be able to do something, like the money I was looking for was sitting in a boat that was sitting in my driveway that I got to use a handful of times throughout the year, the decision then became easy. Parting with it wasn't necessarily fun because there was that little thing in the back of your mind, like, is this the right decision? Is this going to work? Whatever it is that you try, is that the right thing? Because I had a lot of people in my life that thought that I was just being a dreamer. Like you weren't going to get what you wanted. You know, you didn't go to school. You didn't do well in school that you did go in. Where's this success going to come from? There was nothing about me other than my persistence and hard work that in their mind could explain any kind of success beyond a mediocre job.
Yeah. And I love that bit about the boat and the story that you tell about the boat, because that was a goal of yours as well. Like that was a lifelong goal for you to have your own boat, to be able to do your own thing on your own time. You look out, you see it sitting there, and you know, like instantly, and it probably didn't feel good in the moment, that was your ticket to get to this event.
Yeah.
That's just, I mean, that's just such a great, you know, a lot of people, there's people that have probably done the same thing you did. They probably saw something, they sold it, they went and did it, and they didn't get the result. What separates you from them? Is it that persistence piece?
It's the persistence, but behind the persistence is the wanting it bad enough, right? Like I knew that there was no way I could, if I looked at my life in those years and I projected out, okay, if I stay in this job for 30 years and I retire and I raise my kids, I'll never leave this house. I'll never leave this neighborhood. I'll never be able to see the world. I'll probably be safe. I will retire most likely with less than I'm living on now. And my life will be kind of, like my retirement would probably be like fishing here and there. Yeah. It was so dismal in my mind. Like I was like, there's no way that this is what my life is going to mean. Just because I made some poor decisions early on, and it was like I'm just not doing that.
Yeah, that's great. Well, just a moment ago, you also touched upon those early struggles in your life, both personally and professionally. Can you talk more about the process you used to unlock that inner you that was just dying to break out? You know, you just mentioned you were doing a lot of work, a lot of listening, a lot of studying. But is there something else to that process where you allowed that inner you that had all these questions to just kind of come out onto the scene?
Yeah, so asking this is it's a really interesting question. As I was moving through my life, I kept asking myself, why am I having this experience? It all came back down to personal responsibility, but trying to gain the self-awareness of why I was creating the results that I was getting or not getting. And as I asked that question, I started to link up from the law of cause and effect. Here was what I was thinking. Here was the decision that I made. And now look at the result that I'm experiencing in my life. And it was kind of rewinding my earlier life as a kid and seeing what the cause and effect was of those experiences, then what I was currently experiencing. And then I started to ask more intelligent questions and I started to see different opportunities. As I would step into those opportunities, I followed that one mantra that I made for myself, do every job to the very best of my ability. And as I did that, I was getting much better results, and that was building my confidence. So as my confidence began to grow, my insecurities started going away, and I could approach the next thing with more confidence, which also gave me more vision, right? It was like I could see further down the road of what I could only kind of feel inside as a desire to get somewhere. But now I could get a vision of what does that actually look like? What would cause me to have this much bigger result in the future? And how can I start moving toward that now?
Wow. Yeah. I'm sensing a theme with you as far as like utilizing the power of self-inquiry and you asking these questions. So when these answers started to come to the questions you were asking yourself, that had to feel really good because you were diving in and seeking something and you were going a little deeper and seeing the vision. So those questions, and the big one, you know, this is a mantra around here and it's in my household and it's been around for the better part of a decade. Why am I choosing to have this experience? That's a powerful question. Do you have any other questions that you use in your life to maybe share with our listeners that's going to help them become more persistent coming out of this episode?
Well, there's two other questions that are always rolling around in my mind. One of them pertains to how I show up with other people, and that is, how can I help this person? So I decided that I was going to come from that premise. It's probably going on 25, 27 years at this point. And it takes the selfishness out of the interaction, and it follows the law that you always have to give in order to receive. So I always try to come from that place, like, how can I help this person? There's another one that I use, and I use this where when I'm experiencing something and I'm not sure why this is showing up. So I'll ask myself, what is the truth in this? So here's this thing. And it's really, really fascinating. Something happens in a person's life, whatever it is. Okay, let's say a guy goes out, breaks his leg, falls down, breaks his leg. Is it a good thing or a bad thing? Well, in the moment, we might say that's a bad, you know, it's a bad thing. That sucks. Guy broke his leg. But the truth is, you don't know. The guy breaks his leg. He can't go to work the next day. And if he had to go to work, he would take the train. The train derailed and killed 30 people. Was breaking his leg a good thing or a bad thing? Every single thing in our life, one of the things that we work on trying to do, because it's always instilled in us for us to be a good person, is to try to make decisions from, is this good or bad, and which one should I do? But the truth is, we don't know till we do it. We don't know if it's a good or a bad thing until we do it or till it happens. And if we come from the perspective where every time we experience something we dislike, saying that it's a bad thing, we really don't know what the alternative would have been had we didn't experience it. So you've heard me say all the time, God is good all the time.
Right.
Everything that's happening to us, around us, that we're causing, that we're experiencing, is ultimately good, even if it sucks in the moment. And look, I'll be the first person to say there's some really sucky things that happen in people's lives, like real hurt and pain and trauma and loss. I get it. I totally get it. But I also know that within that, there is something good about it. Finding that good is twofold. One, you have to train yourself to look at it. Look for it, I should say. So it's about creating a mantra like God is good all the time, or the universe is good all the time, or whatever, nature is good all the time, whatever works for the listener. And then actually looking for the good thing in whatever the situation is. So once a person actually begins to do that, then you have situations that show up where you don't know, like you really don't know. Something goes really bad. Like you wake up one day, you go to bed, everything's fine. You wake up, you open your email, you get a phone call, you get a text, and something horrific has happened. And now you're sitting there going, fuck, is this a good thing or a bad thing, right? And you're stuck in the place where you don't know. That's where you go into this faith thing. That, look, this may really suck. I don't know why this is happening yet. I may not know till I get through it to the other side, but I have to go through it coming from the place that this is a good thing and try to move through it as it being a good thing. And I think that changes a lot. It changes a lot of the outcome. It definitely changes how miserable you are when something's happening. It keeps you optimistic about the future and where it is that you're going. And I also think, you know, when I talked about the persistence, it's very hard to be persistent if you're pessimistic about every damn thing that shows up in your life. You know, you got to have a good dose of optimism to, you know, to keep your eye on the needle moving forward.
Yeah, persistence and pessimism can't live in the same environment,
unless
it seems.
You're persistently pessimistic.
Yeah, that's true. And otherwise a persistent pain in the ass, yeah, for sure. No, I think that's great. Well, thank you so much. I think that we leave our listeners with that, you know, dig in and create your own mantra, go out and live it, and see all the great things that can come from it. I think this has been absolutely powerful. Thanks, David.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.